Hi, I'm Gil Headley, and I'm the proud sponsor of the Anatomy and Movement Channel. Welcome. This conference is important. It's both groundbreaking and ground-building. Literally hundreds of thousands of us have gathered here to expand our experience of embodiment, and in so doing, evolve the embodied experience of our world. Embodiment is a practice that anchors us consciously into that which is common to us all, our human body. Regardless of our differences, and we have them, we all live out our lives in a body, and we're all connected by that shared experience. I've been developing integral anatomy for the past 25 years. I believe the human body is not a problem to be solved, but rather a gift to be received and explored. Integral anatomy is an approach to understanding the whole body, which emphasizes textural layers, continuities, and relationships. We notice differences not to create separation, but to appreciate that which unites us all. I'll be presenting here on the Anatomy and Movement Channel, as well as on the main stage, and I hope you'll join me to explore the heart of inner space. And for further study with me, check out my website, gilheadley.com. When you join my site, you'll automatically receive 3 free full-length courses because I'm on a mission to share what I've learned through my own deep exploration of the human form. And I'm certain that these courses will enhance and transform your own embodiment practice. I hope you enjoy the presentation.
Everyone, welcome to the Embodiment Conference. I'm super excited to be here. Super excited to have you. If you're here with me now, live, welcome. Thank you for spending the next hour with me. If you're watching this on a recording in the future, then welcome from the past. This is going to be a movement dominant session. So we are going to be moving quite a bit as I teach you a flow and we practice this flow. However, before we get into the movement component of this session, I do want to give you a little bit of information about what animal flow is. And a great place to start is with the title of this session, which is Maximize Your Human Experience with Animal Flow. So of course there's a bit of play on words there. And the reason that I chose that particular title is because there is this misconception that animal flow is all about mimicking animals. And while we do use some animal locomotive patterns, it's just a small component of the overall system. And so that leads me into the 3 foundational concepts that make up the animal flow system. The first one is that we use animal flow as a tool to improve the communication, connection, and function of the human animal. So everything that we do in this program is to improve your experience in your upright bipedal human body vessel. So if we start to break those things down, and we're looking at the connection and communication first, we can look at the conscious part. So how people are consciously connected, or in most cases, disconnected. So I spent many years as a personal trainer before developing animal flow. And I can tell you in my experience, I would see people come in every single day so completely disconnected from their bodies because they're in their heads thinking about work, relationships, stress, they're on their phones, they're on their tablets. And what happens when most people go to the gym? They then take that focus and they put it on an external object. So then they're looking at moving an object from point A to point B, whether it be kettlebell, dumbbell, barbell, whatever. So their focus is still external. So what we found with animal flow is by putting hands and feet in contact with the ground, inviting someone back into their body, and having them figure out how to perform these movement puzzles that we call the animal flow movements, it's very challenging for them to think about anything else that's going on in their world other than how they're navigating and manipulating their body and space. So we're inviting them back into their system, reconnecting their communication and connection. Then there also is the subconscious level, if you will. We're talking about how the body communicates with itself. And so by putting hands and feet in contact with the ground, there are a tremendous amount of sensory receptors in our hands and our feet that play a huge role in sending and receiving information throughout the entire body, about our place in space, about the texture or the density of the things that we're touching, about the temperature, and then we're always communicating. So by putting hands and feet in contact with the ground, it's a proprioceptively rich environment for our body to communicate on another level. So we call it igniting the superhighway of neuromuscular information. The body must communicate with itself through the floor. So if that's the first main concept. The second concept that's a foundational concept in the Animal Flow program is we use this program as a way to fill in the deficits in one's physical abilities, or a bigger phrase, maybe biomotor abilities. So for example, if I have an athlete who's on this side of the physical ability or biomotor ability spectrum, they're, let's say, expressing their ability to be strong, to be powerful, to have good speed, to be coordinated in their sport or their endeavor. Then on the other side of the spectrum, I have maybe a yoga practitioner who is expressing their ability to be stable, to be mobile, to be flexible. But there's a vast gap between those two ends of the spectrum. So what we do with Animal Flow is we use it as an adhesive or a bridge to bring those two sides of the spectrum together. So we can make our athletic people more bendable and pliable and malleable. We can make our yoga practitioners give them the opportunity to be stronger and be more powerful, have greater speed. So we can start to fill in those gaps. And then the last concept that's a foundational component or concept within the Animal Flow program is building resilient bodies. So training to last. And the way that we build resilient bodies, especially when we're talking about soft tissue and articulations or joints, one of the greatest way to build resilient tissue in joints is to experience multiple loads from multiple angles. So in Animal Flow, we're always moving through space through multiple planes of motion. We're moving through as many joint angles as possible, and we're being bathed by gravity's downward pull as force in our tissues and joints, which again, hopefully will build resilient tissue and joints so that we can enjoy our bodies longer. So those are some of the foundational concepts. Now, there has been over the past couple of years some very cool studies done as well to support some of the things that we knew anecdotally in working with people all over the world. One study showed that just by using quadrupedal movement training, where they actually did use Animal Flow, they showed to have noticeable increases in markers of cognition and joint repositioning sense. And so joint repositioning sense is really our proprioceptive awareness. So that's where we are in space. But the key component here is the cognitive ability increase. So increasing cognitive flexibility. So it's not just the body. There's also a huge advantage to putting hands and feet in contact with the ground and moving around through space for the brain as well. So then another study that was just most recently done showed that using Animal Flow or quadrupedal movement training for a series of weeks increased flexibility, mobility, and functional movement screen scores. So this is not just me pitching to you why Animal Flow is so awesome. Really, what I'm trying to give you the takeaway is get on the ground, move around, and it doesn't matter if it's Animal Flow or any other method, or maybe you just want to play. Get on the floor, hands and feet in contact with the ground, and move in as many ways as possible. That's the key. So in this session, we are going to build a flow, and we're going to learn five movements that make up this flow. And just so you guys know, you can use this flow as like a blueprint, because these movements can fit together in infinite ways or infinite possibilities or combinations. So it's just a place for you to start. And you can think of it almost like if I taught you three chords on a guitar, eventually you'd be able to play thousands of songs. So this is a similar concept. I'm just going to give you some pieces and then give you the freedom to play and then use the flow in which we're using, the sequence in which we're using as a blueprint to work from. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to get into our movement portion. However, before getting into the movement portion, in Animal Flow, we have six components that make up the entire program. The first one, which you're going to experience, is wrist mobilization. And so essentially, before and after any Animal Flow session or training, we always want to prepare the hands and wrists for this challenge, especially if it's new to you. So I'm going to ask you to follow along with me. I'm going to take you through a series of wrist mobilizations. So the very first thing I'm going to ask you to do is just clasp your fingers together like this, bringing your hands together. Now, we're just going to take one hand and we're going to roll it over top of the other. Here's the thing, guys. Instead of just tuning out and doing this, I'm inviting you back into your body. So really think about moving through every little angle of each wrist. And if you find a spot that feels a little bit sticky, spend a little bit more time there. If you you find a spot that feels a little bit ouchy or a little bit painful, then just skim over that. We don't want to get a pain message. So while we're doing this, we're concentrating on our breathing. We're looking for opportunities to gain more range. And so all of these are going to be very fluid and passive mobilization. Go ahead and switch directions. We have a series of wrist moves that we do. We typically will do each direction, for roughly 30 to 60 seconds. So this is one of our first components. This is our wrist mobilization. The other five components, we have activations, which are a way in which we prime the body for movement. We do use animal locomotive patterns, so those are our traveling forms. We use something we call form-specific stretches, which are like our strengthening stretching movements. We use our switches and transitions, which you guys will be learning a lot today. And then ultimately, the last and final component is our flow. So from here, we're going to go into some wrist waves. And so let's go palms down towards the ground. We'll initiate the movement by lifting any elbow you want, doesn't matter which one. We'll lift the elbow, allow that to transition through the same side wrist, through the hands, through the opposite wrist, eventually out to the opposite elbow before settling back down and start. We'll continue in the same direction. So whichever elbow you lifted, we'll continue in that same direction just for a couple of reps. And remember, we're just trying to get some fluid into the wrist. We're trying to prepare the wrists and hands for this new challenge. So let's go one more wave and then we'll simply switch directions. And lift left, or opposite, I should say. You may find that you have one direction that feels a lot more coordinated than the opposite direction. And that's very common. So the next time you do these, you may start with the one that felt a little bit more awkward first and try to smooth that out. So we're looking for, always looking for these little discrepancies and figuring out ways in which we can fill in those gaps. So from here, we're going to go into something we call our magnetic wrists. And this is the last wrist mode that we'll do before we get into our movement component. So the analogy here is that we have a magnetic bracelet on each one of our wrists, and those bracelets do not want to lose contact with each other. So if I start with my palms together like this, I'm going to go palm side of the wrist. From here, I want to transition to thumb side. So I'm going to bring the thumb across the hand, reach out, splay the hands out as I splay the fingers. I'll then go back of the hands as the fingers sweep down towards the floor. Then I'll splay the hands again, pinkies away from each other. Then I'll just continue in that direction. So remember, the elbows will have to move to facilitate the motion at the wrists. I reach out. The hardest part, so the hardest angles will definitely be spreading the hands out to the side, and then again, spreading the hands out to the side. But you'll get a hang of it. When you're ready, we're just gonna switch direction. So wherever you're at, we'll go thumb side first, we'll go to palm side, we'll go pinky side, we'll sweep down, we'll reach out, we'll splay it out, palm side, pinky side, sweep down, splay out. Now, I'm gonna have you guys finish to where your fingers are down. So this is just simply what we call our wrist relief position. So if you're not used to moving around on your hands, you'll probably want to find this position anytime that I'm talking or you're resting or anytime you need to take a break. And by the way, guys, feel free to take a break at any time during this session and then jump right back in whenever you're ready. All right, so with that being said, I'm sitting on a mat, but you're not going to need a mat. You're not going to need anything. So we're going to get started with our movement. I'm going to demonstrate the flow for you first, and then we'll start breaking down the movements and learning them as we chunk each movement. So there's certainly no prior experience necessary in this course or in this session. All right, you might want to zoom out a little bit.
Yep.
So I'm going to use the call out for these movements as I perform them. Because in animal flow, we do have a language in which we use that allows us to communicate the movements not only with other people, but with other instructors around the world. So our language is universal, it doesn't change. So whatever I'm performing this flow, I'm gonna call out, set deep ape, right leg reaching under switch, left leg full scorpion. Jump two, left leg side kick through, left leg jumping under switch two, left arm crab reach, return to crab. Left leg under switch, to deep ape. So that's the sequence that we're going through. We're going to learn each movement, and then we're going to practice that entire flow sequence. So let's start off, and I'm going to have you guys find your best deep squat. And when I say your best deep squat, all I mean by that is heels are down, hips are low, chest is proud, eyes are towards the horizon. So if you today, if that's here, great. Doesn't matter. Just your most comfortable deep squat, which by the way, is no longer called the deep squat. It's called the deep ape in animal flow. So the first two movements that you're going to learn are the first and the last movement of that sequence. So the first movement is called a reaching under switch. So if I'm in my deep ape position, if I want to perform a right leg reaching under switch, just so you guys know, that also happens to be the arm that I'm reaching with. So if I call out right leg reaching under switch, the right leg's going through and you're reaching with the right arm. So this is what I'm going to have you do. Go ahead and push on the gas. We call it push on the gas, which just means lift your heels off the ground. Bring your right arm completely forward. Bring your left arm completely out to the side. So this is our 90 degree angle. What we're looking for is a 45. So I'm going to split the difference. I'm going to bring the right arm across the body. And then I want to go for a rear 45. So I'm going to bring the thumb down and reach back. So that's our start position. Go ahead and bring your heels back down. We'll do the same thing on the opposite side. So let's go push on the gas, left arm forward, right arm out to the side. Let's find our front 45 by splitting the difference. Right arm comes back, thumb down. Cool. All right, guys, drop the heels. Now, once we've established that 90 degrees, we don't have to find that again. All we have to do is set up those 45s and then come back down. So let's do that. So everyone, let's find your deep eight. Let's push on the gas. Let's reach at front 45, rear 45, back thumb is down, and then come back to start. Then again, push on the gas. Let's go left arm across, right arm back, come back down. Let's do one more each side. So push on the gas, right arm reaches across the body, left arm reaches back, come back. Push on the gas, left arm reaches across the body, right arm goes back, thumb down, and relax, guys. So if you want to come out of this squat, no problem. If you want to stay there, great. So all I have to do from here, that's the perfect setup. Once I've found my 45s, all I have to do is fall into the hand that's reaching towards the ground. I go through the window and I find this crab position. So don't be too concerned about this. All you want to think about is fingers are pointing backwards, proud chest, hips are low. So I'm going to demonstrate that for you just so you know it's a 180 degree turn. So if I do a right leg reaching under switch, I push on the gas, I find my 45s, I fall into the hand, I go through the window and I find this crab position. So a great way to orientate yourself is think about your walls or your points of reference in the room. So if I'm facing you guys and I do a right leg reaching under switch, I finish my crab facing the fireplace. So let's do a couple of those together. Let's go five each side. So I'm gonna put my back to you. Let's go right leg, reaching under switch. So right leg goes through the window. Awesome, guys. Go ahead and find your deep eight position again. Doesn't matter how you get there. Let's go left leg, reaching under switch. And again, find your deep eight position. Right leg reaching under switch. Find your deep eight position. Left leg reaching under switch. Deep eight. Right leg reaching under switch. Deep eight. Left leg reaching under switch. Deep eight. Let's go one more each side, guys. You're doing great. Let's go right leg reaching under switch. And last one. Here we go. Left leg reaching under switch. Excellent work, team. Okay. So if that's our first movement, our next movement is a great way to get from that crab position back into that deep eight. So we call this an under switch to ape. Just so you know, the animal flow language is not creative, it's descriptive. It's just telling you exactly what you're going to do. So if I perform an under switch to ape, let's say I do a right leg under switch to ape from crab. Now I can perform that reaching under switch to get right back into my start position. So the way that we're going to learn this, guys, If I'm here and I say left leg under switch to eight, I'm going to have you lift your left foot, right hand, push on the gas, bring your leg underneath of your body, and we're looking for our midpoint. So midpoint, both heels are off the ground, toes are facing in a perpendicular direction to my base hand. So this is midpoint. Notice how the hand's back, like in our reaching under switch. All I have to do from here is drive and swing. Now I'm back in my deep eight position. So I'm gonna have you guys follow me just into that mid position, then we'll come back through the window. So go ahead and set crab, and you can face me. Now keep an eye on me, let's go right leg under switch to eight, looking for the midway point. Both toes are pointing at a perpendicular angle to my front fingers. Come back through the window. Let's go left leg under switch to eight, look for the feet. Back hand, thumb down. Awesome. Yeah, there we go. Come back through the window. One more each side, team. Let's go right leg under switch to eight. Back through the window. Left leg under switch to eight. Back through the window. Awesome. So all we have to do now in order to complete that movement is drive and swing. So that arm that was back, that's your rotary arm. The arm that was in contact with the ground, that's your drive arm. So all we have to do at midpoint is drive the drive arm, swing the rotary arm, stay on the balls of the feet until we're back in our deep eight position. So watch this one more time, then I'm gonna have you join me. Grab position, left leg under switch to eight, look for the midpoint, drive and swing. Climbing crab position, right leg under switch to deep eight, drive and swing. So let's try that together, guys. Let's just go three each side. Go ahead and set crab. Let's start with left leg. So left leg under switch to deep eight. Awesome. Now you're set up perfectly for a left leg reaching under switch to get back. So we're in crab. Let's go right leg under switch to eight, drive and swing. Excellent. Right leg reaching under switch brings me back. Left leg under switch to eight, midpoint, drive and swing. Left leg reaching under switch. Right leg under switch to eight, drive and swing. Right leg reaching under switch. Awesome, team. Everyone I can see on the screen, you guys are doing such a great job. So those are our first two movements, reaching under switch to eight. Just remember, I'm always gonna call out the direction first. So left or right, then leg. So right leg reaching under switch, left leg under switch to eight. So those are our first two movements. I said that's the first movement of the flow, the last movement of the flow. Our next movement is something called a full scorpion. I'm gonna demonstrate two of them for you and then we're gonna break them down. I'm gonna have you join me. So it starts in crab, which you guys already know. So if I were a crab and I did a right leg full scorpion, if I'm a crab and I do a left leg full scorpion, so whenever I land, this is the position I'm in, guys. My leg that was straight, so this was my base leg, it's still straight, the toes are up towards the sky. This arm that got pulled off the ground, I'm gonna go into what we call guarded position. So do this with me. Take your left hand overhead. Pull your elbow down into your side rib and really pull it in tight. Now with your fingers pointing backwards, go ahead and lift your hips off the ground. So this is the position that you'll end in after doing that full scorpion. All right, so I'm gonna walk you through it. I'm gonna put my back to you. You're gonna follow me. You're gonna be able to look underneath of your body at the screen and watch the cues. So, set crab. Let's go right leg full scorpion. So lift right foot, left hand. Push on the gas with left foot. The leg travels through the window. Plant the left hand shoulder width. Allow the pointed toes of the right leg to go out, up, and around. Dropping the head down as you push the hips high. Now, everyone do a self-check. What I want to see is if the base leg is slightly flexed, the heel is high off the ground, and it's slightly rotated outward. So that's my green light to then finish the movement. So all I have to do in order to finish the movement is I straighten the base leg. I get onto the outer ridge of the foot. Now I allow the weight of my upper leg to pull me over, and I find that in position you guys practiced earlier. Awesome. All right, so let's try that again. I'm gonna go through those cues. Just remember, at the top position, the upper leg's at roughly 90 degrees, the toes are pointed. When you hear me say straighten the leg, extend the knee, get onto the outer ridge of the foot, and slowly fall over. Remember, the extended leg does not bend again. Once it straightens, it stays straight. All right, let's do it. Set, correct. Let's go right leg, full scorpion, lift, push on the gas. Pointed toes go through the window, find the hand shoulder width. Pointed toes draw the circle out, up and around. Head goes down between the arms. I do a self check. Base leg is soft, heel is high off the ground. Heel is slightly rotated outward. When I'm ready to pull over, I get even higher on the leg by extending the knee. I find the outer ridge of the foot. I slowly allow the upper leg to pull my hand off the ground, and I find that guarded position. Everyone do a self-check right now. Your left knee should be straight. Your left toes are up towards the sky. Your right arm is pulling in strong. Good. Okay, so let's try that same thing, left leg. So center out. Left leg full scorpion, lift, push on the gas. Pointed toes go through the window, find the hand shoulder width. I draw the circular pattern out, up and around. I squeeze out that rotation. Now extend, straighten the leg, get on the outer edge of the foot. Pull over, find guarded position. All right, let's practice that three times each side. Set, crab. Right leg full, scorpion. Self-check, left knee is straight, toes are up, arm is guarded. Set, crab. Left leg full, scorpion. Set, crab. Right leg full scorpion. Set, crab. Left leg full scorpion. One more each side, guys. Set, crab. Right leg full scorpion. Set, crab. Left leg full scorpion. All right. Well done, everyone. So let's put our first movement together with the full scorpion. So you know reaching under switch, you know full scorpion. This is our first little mini sequence. If I'm in deep ape, I go right leg reaching under switch, left leg, full scorpion. Now, I did that faster than I want you to do that, but I just wanted you to see that energy transfer. So I'm gonna go through it slow, and you can follow me if you'd like, or you can watch this demo again. So, step deep ape, right leg reaching under switch, puts me in crab. I wanna continue that energy roll, left leg, full scorpion. And I can set deep ape, do the same thing on the opposite side. So let's go left leg, reaching under switch. Let's go right leg, full scorpion. All right, guys, great job. So we now know three of our movements. There are only five movements in this flow. So for our next movement, we call this a jumping side kick through. And so, again, descriptive, side kick through means I'm kicking to the side. It's that simple. But there are some technical pieces in the setup that you're going to need to know. So I'm gonna start in a beast position. You already know our A and our C. So we call it the ABCs of animal travels. A being ape, B being beast, C being crab. So you already know ape, you know crab. So in our beast, and you can do this with me, guys, I'm gonna put my hands underneath my shoulders. I'm gonna make sure that my hands are shoulder width, but my knees and my feet are actually hip width. From here, I'm gonna bring my knees just in front of the hip line. And a good way to think about this is underneath the belly button. So if I had a line that I drew straight from my belly button, that should be where my knees intersect, roughly. Once here, I'm gonna tuck my toes underneath, and I'm gonna lift my knees 1 inch from the floor. So this is what we call our beast position. Now, I'm gonna show you a side kick, just as a demonstration, then we're gonna build it together. So if I were a beast and I did a right leg side kick through, it would look like this. If I jump to left leg side kick through, it looks like this. If I'm coming towards you, right leg side kick through, jump to left leg side kick through. So before we can actually kick the leg, we have to build the base. So I'm gonna have you follow along with me. So go ahead and set your beast again to where your head is facing in this direction. So you're mimicking me. If I want to do a right leg side kick through, that means my right foot's going to lift, my left hand's going to lift at the same time. As I transition through the window, what I'm looking for is these base toes to line up at a perpendicular angle to my hand. So it's just a 90 degree angle. Once I see that, I can drop the heel, then I can drop my hips low, bring my eyes up. So it's going to look like this. If I were a beast and I call out right leg side kick through, I'm not kicking the leg yet. I'm looking for the foot, drop the heels, drop the hip, eyes up. I then push on the gas to come back, left leg side kick through. I'm using the full name of the movement, but I'm just building the foundation. Push on the gas, come back, right leg side kick through. Look for the foot, hips down, heel down, eyes up. So let's do that together. Go ahead and set your beast position. We're going to start with the right leg first. So from beast, let's go right leg side kick through. Everyone lift right foot, left hand. Your eyes can come up towards me. Look for your left foot, drop the heel. Hips drop slightly, still not touching the ground. Eyes towards the horizon. Push on the gas, come back. Left leg side kick through, lift. Look for the foot. Heel goes down, hip goes low, eyes up. Push on the gas, come back. Right leg side kick through, we're just building the base again. Push on the gas, come back. Left leg side kick through, look for the foot. Drop the heel, drop the hip, push on the gas, come back. Let's go one more each side. So right leg side kick through. Push on the gas, come back. Left leg side kick through. Push on the gas. Come back. Awesome. Guys, do me a favor. Bring your left toe towards the camera. Bring your right leg towards the camera as well. So whenever we kick the leg in animal flow, we're hopefully not kicking anybody else. So we're going to point the toes, plant our flexing the ankle, and just think, point the toes. The knee is straight, so we're gonna rotate from the hip outward. So the knee is going to be going towards that wall. The other thing, we call this opening the sling. So in the side kick through, we're in an open sling position. You guys know our guarded position already from earlier. In open sling, I'm gonna take the back of my hand and it's gonna be close to my cheek but not touching. The elbow will be just above the shoulder level. So do this, go ahead and look over your right shoulder. Bring your left hand up to where the back of your hand is close to your cheek but not touching. That's your open sling position. So whenever we kick the leg, you'll hear me say, kick the leg, point the toe, open the sling. That's what we're looking for. All right, guys. So I'm gonna do a right leg side kick there away from you first, just so you can see. I'm actually gonna do it this way. So if I'm in beast, I do a right leg side kick through. I look for the foot, I point the toe, open the sling. Now notice I'm allowing the shoulder to migrate forward slightly. If I have a nice, happy, healthy shoulder, I can do that. If this is causing any pain, I'm gonna keep it on top of the wrist. Okay, so let's do it together. So everyone, set beast. Let's go right leg, side kick through. Look for the foot. Point the toe, open the sling. Push on the gas, come back. Left leg, side kick through. Look for the foot. Point the toe, open the sling. Push on the gas, come back. Right leg, side kick through. Point the toe, open the sling, push on the gas, come back. Left leg, side kick through, look for the foot. Point the toe, open the sling, push on the gas, come back. One more each side, guys. Right leg, side kick through. Push on the gas, come back. Left leg, side kick through. Push on the gas, come back. Awesome. So that's our regular side kick through. You just have to learn our advanced version, one of our advanced versions, which is a jumping side kick through. Now, this is way, way easier than it may look. All we're doing is we're taking the leg that was previously kicked, we're retracting that leg and jumping to that foot, creating a window that we can then travel through for the next side kick through. So I'm gonna put my back to you, excuse the shot, I'm gonna put my back to you and show you the foot transition. So if I'm here, and I do a right leg side kick through, watch my feet. My right foot is out, so I'm gonna jump to that foot. Then, everything else is the same. Left leg is out, I jump to that foot. Everything else is the same. What you wanna be careful of is making sure that you don't jump on an already rotated foot. We should be neutral, meaning heel up, knee towards the same side wrist, then we transition through. So do it with me, guys. Go ahead and set these. Let's go right leg side kick through. Jump to left leg side kick through. Look at your feet, look at my feet. Take it through. Jump to right leg side kick through. Look at your feet, take it through. Jump to left leg side kick through. Jump to right leg side kick through. Jump to left leg, side kick through. Jump to right leg, side kick through. Jump to left leg, side kick through. Jump to right leg, side kick through. And relax, team. Awesome. So let's add that to our flow. So now you know reaching under switch to ape. You know our full scorpion. You know our jumping under switch. So watch this. I'm gonna walk you through this really slowly just so you can see the transitions. If I begin in deep ape, and I'm starting with my right side because remember our flows can go in either direction. If I do a right leg reaching under switch, that sets me up for my left leg full scorpion. You guys already know this. Now, I'm gonna pretend like this is a side kick through. So if I want to transition to the opposite leg side kick through, all I have to do, jump to this foot, now I can go through the window. So let me show you that again. If I do a right leg reaching under switch, left leg full scorpion, jump to left leg side kick through. So we're taking that straight leg, we're retracting it through the window, we're jumping to that foot, taking the side kick through. So I'll call you out, let's do it together. Set deep eight. Right leg reaching under switch. Left leg full scorpion. Look at your right foot, guys. That's the foot you're going to jump to, ready? Jump to, left leg side kick through. Yeah, great work, team. Okay, let's do the same thing, opposite side. So set deep eight. Left leg reaching under switch. Right leg full scorpion. Look at your left foot, that's the foot you're jumping to. Ready? Jump to, right leg side kick through. Point the toe, open the sling, crush that side kick through. Fantastic, guys. Again, everyone on screen, you guys are doing great. Everyone who I can't see, I assume you're crushing it as well. So Let's learn our last movement. So this is what we call in Animal Flow a crab reach. I'm gonna demonstrate once to each side, then I'm gonna ask you to join me. So if I do a left arm crab reach, it looks like this. Then I'll return to crab. I can do a right arm crab reach from here. Return to crab. Now, a couple things here to make this really complicated. One, I have to get freedom from the hips in order to reach. Freedom from the hips means that whenever I go up, I have a full opening of the hip, so I'm not locked down in the hip at all. If I can only get to here, I'm not gonna go for the reach. So if you can get all the way up to here, great, we'll go for the reach. This is what we call three-point bridge. So our first practice is just getting to three-point bridge. So what you guys are gonna do, go ahead and set your crab position again. But since we're going into a reach, we're gonna put our feet we're gonna place our feet shoulder width versus hip width. So let's go shoulder width with the feet and knees. Let's go shoulder width with the arms. So our hips should be roughly midway between hips and heels and hips and hands. So if I go right arm crab reach, I'm gonna bring my hand up, looking through the hand towards the rising sun. From here, as I bridge the hips up, I'm going to allow the base shoulder to rotate outwardly. I find that three-point bridge. Now, do not reach yet. I'm going to get full opening the hips. If I'm locked down at all in the hips, I'm not going to reach. Now, let's come back down to the same thing on the opposite side. The drop right hand, let's go left arm crab reach. Drive those hips up, allow the base shoulder to rotate outwardly. See if you can find that three-point bridge. Awesome, come back down. If that felt great for you and you want to stay there, stay there. If you want to go into the actual reach, once we go up, we find three-point bridge, I'm going to follow the hand up and over, and I want to frame the head at the top. So what that means is, if I'm looking down at the base hand, the upper arm's at 90 degrees, I want to think about reaching these fingertips towards these fingertips. I want to think about stacking the upper shoulder on top of the lower shoulder. So I'm rotating, I'm squeezing out the rest of that rotation through my thorax or my upper spine. So it's going to look like this again. If I go left arm crab reach, I find my three-point bridge. I reach up and over, upper shoulder stacking on top of lower. I look for the ground. I frame the head, reaching these fingertips towards those fingertips. From here, I look for the hand again as I come back down. So I'm going to invite you to do that with me. Go for a right arm crab reach, so that way when you turn, you can see me and mimic me. So let's go crab position, guys. Bring the right hand up, looking through the hand at the rising sun. Push up to three-point bridge and pause. From here, we go up and over, framing the head, squeezing out the rotation, upper shoulder on top of lower, reach with the fingertips towards the ground. Hold. And then come back, looking for the hand again, back down to start. Drop the right hand, let's go left hand, same thing. Find our three-point bridge, pause. Go for the reach. Upper shoulder stacks on top of lower shoulder, we squeeze out that rotation. Fingertips reaching towards the ground, and then return to crab. One more each side, guys, I'm just gonna watch you. Let's go right arm crab reach, looking through the hand towards the rising sun. Go up to three-point bridge. Very nice. Reach up and over, framing the head. Good. Upper shoulder stacks on top of lower shoulder. And then return to crab. Awesome. Same thing. Left arm crab reach. This is our last one. Good. And return. Beautiful, guys. All right, so we now have all the components. All we have to do is add it to our flow. So we're gonna complete our flow. Then I'm gonna call you guys through it multiple times as we practice it. And then we're gonna finish up with a couple of words. And then we will be done with the session. So guys, again, everyone's doing fantastic. I'm gonna demonstrate the flow to both sides using the call out. Then I'm gonna invite you to join me. So this is just a demo. Set deep ape, right leg reaching under switch. Left leg, full scorpion. Jump two, left leg side kick through. Now, I'm going to take that leg and jump to that same foot again, just like I did before. So I'm going to jump to that same foot. Now, I'm going to take this leg through the window, turn it into my crab. So again, I was here, I jumped to that foot, take this leg through the window, find that crab reach position. Once here, I go up into my crab reach. When I come down, I'm going to plant the hand, and then I'm going to do a left leg under switch to ape, finishing the flow, setting myself up for the next stop. So again, if I'm in deep ape and I do a left leg reaching under switch, right leg full scorpion, jump two, right leg side kick through. Right leg jumping under switch just means jumping to the foot, getting through the window into right arm crab reach. Return to crab, plant the hand. Right leg under switch to deep ape. Okay, guys, I'm gonna invite you to join me now. I'm just gonna call out, we're gonna go nice and slow. If you mess up, it's not the end of the world. We're gonna do it multiple times, and then hopefully you'll take this flow and practice it. So, set deep ape. Right leg, reaching under switch. Left leg, full scorpion. Look at your right foot, jump to that foot. Take the left leg through the window and decide kick through. Point the toe, open the sling. Everyone, look at your left foot. You're inside kick through. Jump to that left foot. Take the right leg through. Set up for left arm crab reach. Go ahead and take the crab reach. Return to crab. Plant the left hand. Let's go left leg under switch to deep ape. Oh, you guys are awesome. Okay, let's do that same thing. Opposite side. So left leg, reaching under switch. Right leg full scorpion. Look at your left foot. You're about to jump to that left foot. Jump two. Right leg side kick through. Now look at your right foot. You're about to jump to that right foot. Right leg jumping under switch two. Right arm. Grab reach. Squeeze out that rotation, return to grab. Right leg under switch two, deep ape. Nice work, team. Okay, we're gonna go through it two more times. I'm gonna go nice and slow. If you get mixed up, remember, take a break, jump back in whenever you're ready. Let's do this set, deep ape. Here we go. Right leg reaching under switch. Left leg full scorpion. Look at your right foot, jump to that foot. Left leg side kick through, point the toe, open the swing. Look at your left foot, jump to that foot. Take the right leg through, let's go left arm crab reach. Return to crab, drop that left hand, left leg under switch to deep ape. Sick. Okay, again, set deep ape. Left leg reaching under switch. Right leg full scorpion. Jump two, right leg side kick through. Right leg jumping under switch into right arm, crab reach. Return to crab, set the right hand, right leg under switch to deep ape. Guys, you just got two more rounds, set deep ape, right leg reaching under switch, go. Left leg full scorpion, go. Jump two, left leg. Side kick through. Left leg jumping under switch two. Left arm crab reach.
Return to crab. Drop the hand. Let's go left leg under switch. Two deep eight. And we've just got one more round to go. Set deep eight. Left leg reaching under switch. Right leg full scorpion. Jump to right leg side kick through. Right leg jumping under switch into right arm crab reach. Return to crab. Right leg under switch. Two deep eight. Guys, put your hands together. Great job, everyone. Excellent work, team. So as I mentioned before, you can take those movements, play with them, figure out different combinations. That's completely fine. You can use that as a blueprint. You can take that flow, do it as a warm-up, do it as a way to activate the system first thing in the morning, do it on restorative days. Figure out different ways in which you can utilize that flow. So we're going to put up a couple of things in order to end the session. One, we're gonna put up a slide with those two studies so you can check them out for yourself. And then we'll also put up a couple of different ways in which you can experience animal flow if you decide you wanna learn more about it. So give us 1 second here. So here's the first one that I mentioned, the quadrupedal movement training improves markers of cognition and joint repositioning. So you can definitely check that out. It's a really cool read. The second study, and this is brand new, guys, the effects of a novel quadrupedal movement training program on functional movement, range of motion, and muscular strength and endurance. So again, the takeaway message here, I don't care what you do on the ground, just get on the ground for both your brain and your body. All right, and then lastly, if you wanna learn more about what we do with Animal Flow, you can always follow us on Instagram at Animal Flow Official. You can also check out our workshops. So we have some live workshops in countries that will allow them. And then we also have streaming workshops and then also hybrids in some countries as well. You get to use, if you wanna use the code embodiment50, that gives you $50 off registration. And then we also do have an on-demand channel if you're interested in that. On-demand channel, you'll find classes, flows, tutorials. And by the way, you do get a 14-day free trial just to check it out and see if you like it. All right, so everyone, great job. I really hope you enjoyed that session. I certainly enjoyed hanging out with you. Ray, so thank you so much for having me. Thanks everyone for joining me. Guys, great time. Please enjoy the rest of the conference. Hopefully I'll see you myself in another session.
Mike, thanks so much. That was a really wonderful. I feel so good. I've been sitting at my computer a lot working and prepping for this conference, so getting some movement in myself was a real pleasure. I'm sure everybody else felt the same way. I really loved your breakdown of all the research at the beginning as well, so just thank you very much. Guys, we do not have a lot of time for a question and answer. So Mike, if it's okay with you, I was wondering if you'd be interested if people just say drop a series of questions on like your Facebook page or Instagram, and then you could do maybe a live follow-up Q&A for them, if that's kind of what I was thinking about doing for myself. So I'm just dropping it as a suggestion for you, if you're open to it.
Yeah, cool. Karen, how do you think we should do that?
Yeah, you can put in, I'll put in our email address.
Okay. Yeah, so there's our email address in the chat there, admin@animalflow. And then,
if we get enough questions, we'll do a live Q&A.
Yeah, and then we'll take the questions and then we'll send out a time and date to do a live Q&A, or we'll pre-record it using the questions.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Once again, really appreciate it, Mike. Just been a pleasure to work with you, and I look forward to seeing more of you through the conference and catching up afterwards. So, Techos, do we have any outro stuff we need other than that? Francesca?
Nope, that's okay. That's great.
Okay, guys. So, we have Kate Galliott coming up next. Kate's another wonderful movement teacher. She is going to be going over how we build an unbreakable body for life. So check her out. That's going to be in 1 hour. So you get a little hour break. You can drop into one of the green rooms or the coffee break rooms and have a chat with folks. We'll see you soon. Once again, Mike, a real pleasure. Look forward to touching base with you soon.
Absolutely. See you soon, guys. Thank you.